Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, glad everyone's here tonight. Big show tonight, our epic episode 199, the infamous and the legendary epic Von Wehhunt show. The show theme of the Chinese invasion of the USA. The start date of March 21st, 2024 A.D., wow, are you in for a treat tonight? Boys and girls, ladies and gents, worldwide, all over America and the UK and Europa, 28 countries and counting. Well, we've got the Dirty Man Safe Company here as our VIP guest tonight. We'll get into all that and much more during the show. Well, the truth will set you free, my friends, and on my show, we love the truth. And you know why? It's irrefutable. Can't argue with it. It's, you could say it's almost biblical, right? The truth. The Von Wehhunt Show will never give the communist reds any rest around the world. We're always keeping them on the run as our tanks are rolling. And cultural enrichment is always being brought up. Well, it was never anything, but it was designed as a war against us, period. Whenever you hear some militant lefts talk about cultural enrichment, we have to change the culture of America. It's too white, they say. Too many white suburbs. Got to break them up. Got to bring in the browns and the blacks and the purples and the greens, what have you, from the third world. Can't have that. We cannot have autonomous white communities that have a high trust factor, low crime, who are really the backbone of this country. The white suburbs pay the taxes. They vote. Their sons and daughters go off to war. Far more than the inner city, some ghetto gangland. They want America to look like Haiti. That is their express goal. Well, as many of you know, I am not here in the illustrious Valhalla Studios deep in the mountains of Arizona. We broadcast our weekly show to the nation and the world. I am not here to parrot Fox News or any other news agency, and no one is paying me to say anything or do anything. I am your last free speech platform in America. I am your last radio host who's not bought and paid for by big money, Wall Street. This show is far right for Fox News. That should tell you something. Anything right now that is right of Fox News is considered the far right anyway in America. If you aren't on board with vaccinations, free flow of money to Ukraine and Israel, if you aren't on board with sending your sons and daughters off to fight no-win Democrat wars, and you came to the right place. I'm at the last man standing in America. Among yourselves, of course. I am a true blue America first guy. I'm a true believer, as they would say. Oh, Vaughn, he's a true believer. That's right. And by the way, I am a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout. Rose up through the ranks of the Boy Scouts. Proud of it. But sure, Boy Scouts taught me a lot. And back then, it was the real Boy Scouts. My Scout Masters were Vietnam vets and Green Berets, if that should tell you anything. They taught us a lot of things far, far beyond the Boy Scout handbook, if you know what I mean. Booby traps, how to defend yourself. Because back then, when I was coming up, I'll be honest with you, I tell many people this. We thought that the Red Dawn invasion, we thought that UN armies or even nuclear war, God forbid, is right around the corner. I grew up in the Cold War era, which most people have tons of trepidation about. But I can remember my scoutmasters lining us up and saying, it's going down, boys, in your lifetime. You may be older, you may be out there, but it's going down in your lifetime. I may not see it. As most of them said, I've already fought two wars, and my assistant scoutmaster was a mercenary. He went to Rhodesia, came back. Tell many, many tales about the coming communist subversion in South Africa. Oh, I got an earful, and I loved every minute of it. Couldn't get enough. Wanted to hear more stories in the real world. I love things in the real world. I love fantasy, too. We were taught that it's going down. So my point is, we didn't think we were going to make it 20 years anyway. We didn't. We thought the whole thing was going to blow up in our face. I am convinced that's why in the 1980s, everyone had a party till you drop kind of an attitude. Party hardy. It's going to blow up anyway, man, so just party your ass off, right? And that's what we did. Went to parties, went to frat parties. We played hard, worked hard, had our motorcycles, sports, big concerts, big venues, big 80s, big hair. Loved it. Because I thought, man, the way things are going, I would read the headlines, we're going to get nuked. We're going to nuke them. Or someone's going to do something stupid at a critical juncture in history. Well, fast forward to 2024, and here we are, still alive and well. And that's why, back in 2015, I knew we were coming up on some big, big things in this country. Big things. Things that aren't even reported, really. And the world was, too. From the New World Order to artificial intelligence, AI, big markets, big implosions of economics, millions of Americans out of work, hungry, living in their cars. You know, the rent in Phoenix right now for a one-bedroom is $1,800. You got to kick up to the man every 30 days. $1,800 for a one-bedroom. And that's for a mid-range apartment complex. Two-bedroom, $2,100, $2,150. Over $2,000 of your net income just to have a roof over your head. And when you're there in the apartment, you got people upstairs banging around, walking till 4 o'clock in the morning, like they're doing cartwheels up there, or they're dancing constantly. Thank God I bought a house years ago. My compound, my studio, everything is here where I need it. Well, we'll get to all that, too. Many economic headwinds coming our way. And because of that, you're going to need protection. Guns, ammo, protect your valuables. DirtyManSafe.com, telling you. Now, real Americans always say, real American patriots pray for war. And I say, bring it on, you commie bitches all over the world. They're just itching to fight America. Chinese generals are coveting your farmland. They're already over here. It's not a question. When I watch Fox News, it's kind of cringeworthy where they report that military-age males are coming over the border. They've been doing this for years. They're already here. Just say that. They're already here. But they won't say that because they don't want to alarm you. They don't want to scare you, Mr. and Mrs. America. Well, I will scare you. I will tell you, they're here. Saboteurs are here. Chinese special forces are here, as well as terrorists from the third world. We have many traitors within our government who have allowed this to happen. Just, don't you see what they're doing? They're setting us up. They're setting us up for something big. You know, in little internet corners, if you put your ear to the ground, I've heard them call it the big event. This big event's coming. So get ready. The globalist scum right now running the world will not let Ukraine go to Russia, unfortunately, without a nuclear war. Because they don't care. They've got their bunkers, their dumbs, what have you. They have to protect their CIA biological warfare labs, their money laundering operations and child trafficking and drug operations worldwide, which gives them billions of dollars in net income, tax-free, off the books, beautiful, cold, hard cash. In many suitcases, in many planes. Why do you think every politician wants to go to Ukraine? What, to meet the little Jew Zelensky? They really want to meet him, wearing his little army fatigue outfit like Fidel Castro, really? Those are just photo ops. They're there to pick up cash. They're there to get favors. God knows what they're doing in Ukraine when they're there for a week. One can only imagine. But many Americans don't know that when the planes come back, the baggage is not checked. It's in diplomatic pouches. Just saying, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I have a very active imagination. And I can see things that just, I can see right through the trees. So when they come back, there could be some suitcases full of cash, tax-free. Well, you voted my way. You voted for the bill. You voted for 20 more billion for Ukraine. Here's $1 million. Thanks a lot, Congressman. Thanks a lot, Roman Senator. We got $2 million for you because you're a bit up, you're high status, up the totem pole a little bit more. Well, after that plays out, this game, and NATO's going to bring in, allegedly now, armies into Ukraine. After they lose to Putin's hardened Red Army, they will just make it official. They'll call Ukraine a national security threat to America. They'll get all Americans scared. Then they will send in the U.S. Army and try to draft your sons and daughters for that meat grinder over there. And you're not fighting for my best interest. You're not fighting for the U.S. Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They want to use you. As I've always said, they want blood and treasure, never forget that, from the middle class of America. Literally, your blood and your treasure is all they want. They're in the air. They want you to shut up, sit down, sit in your corner, take your orders, give us blood and money. That's all they want. Well, the fact is that the United States is becoming more and more tyrannical every year, and that's why I am a nationalist. And it will enslave the American people eventually some point, it's going to get more and more draconian. Because right now they're drunk with power. Until it is stopped, I always say it will continue. The beatings will continue. And now Biden just armed up 85,000 IRS agents. Licensed to kill. They're going to come to your house. They're going to shake you down. Get mad at you. Wow. Amazing. Well, we always have a big batch of new listeners on every show. This is a real radio variety show. And we'll play some good promos, play some great music, great callers, a VIP guest. This is our spring summer VIP guest season, by the way, because as I've told you before, during the holidays, it's hard to get them. Too many parties are going on, right? New Year's, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Can't get people. But now we can. Well, it's Gather Around, and we play this once in a while on our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. But tonight, we're going to play it here. We are Delta House Fraternity on the radio. We are the Deplorables. It's time for our Animal House Fraternity Pledge.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen. Amen.
Sergeant at Arms. Do your duty.
Now on your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. Now on your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman is giving this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Love it, Terrell. Formally inducted now to the Von Wehunt Show. Special Forces in the Von Wehunt Army worldwide. By the way, I like to look at the stats, and they've slightly changed. And, of course, the USA is always number one in numero uno for Estados Unidos. Working on my Spanish because I'm getting ready for the Spanish invasion. The new Spanish Armada that's coming over the border, right? Or the Mexican Armada, put it that way. South Korea is number two, and they edged out Canada. Canada, what's your problem up there? And then northern frontier, number three tonight is Thailand. Well, we know South Korea has all the U.S. servicemen. We hear they play the show in the barracks. So those of you who call in, you are heard worldwide by our servicemen and South Koreans, too. Thailand, we love you long time. Number three. Definitely there's got to be British and American expats over there and touristas from all over the world. And next is Cyprus. The island of Cyprus loves the show. And then the UK finishes it up. We have a lot of UK listeners. Love you over there. We are the Deplorables. We are Animal House. All that and much, much more.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
That would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp!
This year it's going to be different.
This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little known codicil in the Faber College Constitution, which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little just like you, right? The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
God, I love that movie, Animal House. So great. Well, the Dirty Man Safe Company, you should know about tonight, dirtymansafe.com, American Patriot Supply. And tonight, the code is PATRIOT10, 10% checkout discount. Love it. You also get some free coin holders for whatever you need. Keep that in the back of your hat. Might need some extra coin coming up in this economy. Stock market's at an all-time high. Have you seen NVIDIA stock? The AI 900 and I think closed 918 today. More than some people's mortgage. $918 for one share. Have you seen Chipotle? The Mexican taco stand owned by McDonald's. Do you know one share of Chipotle is $2,900 and change? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look it up. This market is going to go higher. So I'll tell you what's going to happen. No one's telling you this but the Von Wiehan Show. And don't get me wrong. I don't believe we're on solid foundation by saying this. I don't. However, I am also a Das capitalist. And this is a good year to make some money in the market. I'll tell you why. It's an election year. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Biden is going to be probably neck and neck in some polls with Trump. They're going to get nervous. They're going to tell the Fed to cut interest rates to get more votes, to buy votes for the election, and to buoy the economy. So I believe there will be two or three rate cuts this summer to spur demand, boom the economy for a little while until he's elected. He might ride that to victory, is his thinking. And then, boom, 2025, 2026, watch out when the bill comes. This is a good year to make some cash. Well, we all know the globalists cannot tolerate free speech or any independent thoughts. They want the hive mind. It's what they want for everyone except themselves. And allow me to introduce myself. Von Wiehant is my name. And what is the Von Wiehant Show? Many of you don't know. It's a radio variety show. I was asked many times, and even before the show, what my audience consists of. Great question. Well, we've got preppers out there, nationalists. We've got precious metals people, gold and silver, the God Guns crowd, Guts and Glory crowd. We've got everyone from, I would say, conservative to far right wing to the fringe. Big tent. We don't want any conservatives in here. We want real people with real beliefs. We're a nationalist show. Our patron saint is Saint Michael, the most powerful archangel up in the divine heavens. And this show means many things to many different people. And I like it that way. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Plus, where the globalists can't stand this show, they will seek to destroy these shows. And you watch, if Biden wins, there will be an attack on talk radio like you've never seen it before. And we're not a big name like, you know, some of the big national points, but we're up there. We're moving forward, slow but sure. And that's how I like it. We could be exponential, but to be exponential growth, you got to sell out. And we will not sell out. I designed this show from the ground up. We're organic. We're from the streets of America, from the gridirons. We designed it with you in mind. We're not looking to be the biggest show. I've always told you. We're looking to be the best show. That's a whole different business model and schematic going forward. There are much bigger shows. And you'll notice they don't say anything controversial. It's all nice, cut and dried, neatly packaged RNC talking points. And they've got some good talking points. But they're nothing what they used to be. Well, we all know the elites want World War III to hurry up and get here. I mean, if you look around the world, all the Biden-tards are out there. And you got your Q-tards running around. Look, this is what I tell people that believe Trump is the next best thing to the Messiah. I like Trump. I hope Trump wins. But I'm very objective on this show. We will talk about his track record. But if Trump doesn't win, which I don't think he will, to be honest, he's got a real uphill battle. The deep state has said he will never be president ever again. I take them at their word. They killed Kennedy, for instance. What they will do when Trump loses, they will call him a Russian spy, colluding with Russia, and they'll seek to arrest him, is what I think the Bidens are going to do. When he can't run again, when he's done, when he is lost, he's going to, there will be hell to pay. And they know that the demoralized Republicans are not going to lift a finger to help him. They're going to move on to the next candidate, the next pony, if you will, that they think can win. Hate to say it, that's what I see happening. I was watching this big Pacific storm come over Arizona last night, and I was reflecting on this, watching the lightning bolts in the sky. Very stormy night. Love those storms from the Pacific. They come right over the desert. Big puffy clouds. But storm clouds are brewing, let me tell you. Now, Trump is his own worst enemy. And I predict this is one scenario that I predict that there could be a huge blue wave for the nation. No one's telling you that, but I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you why. There's not enough MAGA people to put them over the edge. Moving to the minorities, historically, they don't vote Republican. And Trump found that out in 2020. Trump technically won, in my book, in 2020, but they didn't make him the president, did they? Are you ready for the blue wave, America? And I hope I'm wrong. I have no problem being wrong. But I don't think Trump is going to pull it out. His VP pick is absolutely critical. I told you on the last show, this is not the time or place to tinker with the political template. Two white males of European descent. I would not go minority or woman, Indian. Their time is not now. We got to get Trump elected. Playing around with that and tinkering, trying to be cute, trying to pander, trying to virtue signal isn't going to work. Don't even try it. You're asking for trouble. Trump has squandered much of his political capital. They pulled that stunt on January the 6th, and that's just been his death knell. his Achilles heel. No one in this country is ready for what's really coming. And if you look at the tea leaves, everything is hinging on this election. The markets, tyranny, Biden, more war, more economic collapse. They're going to prop the markets up this year because they want everyone to feel rich, buoyant, the big stock market, big home equity. And they don't care about the other half right now. But hell is coming to America in the future, and there is no avoiding it. I don't see a land of milk and honey and a chicken in every pot going forward, especially if Trump loses. So get ready. The deep state has told you time and time again, you need everything right now going for you, not against you. They've told you Trump will not be your president. Just saying. Listen to that. I know you don't want to, but you got to listen to it because those guys mean business. My view will get 3 rate cuts in July, August, and September, and the stock market will be up, say, another 20% just in time for the big election. The deck of cards is impossibly stacked right now against Trump unless he pulls out a zinger. He's on the campaign circuit with a great VP, and he renews his energy. By the grace of God, he wins. We need him to win. Not because Trump's so great. We need 4 more years to get ready for a post-Trump America. And I've been and no one's talking about that but me on this show. Nobody. They all think Trump's going to live forever. If I was Trump's advisor, in our quiet moments in the study in Mar-a-Lago, or even someplace even more secure, to be honest, I believe Mar-a-Lago's bugged. When the FBI went in there, they bugged the whole place. That was part of the raid, was to bug it. Wherever we met, he desperately needs to hire me. I would advise him that after the election, at dawn, the next morning, right after the election, if the Dems steal it and he loses, he can always contest it later, blah, 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 right? I would advise Trump to leave the country in a dramatic journey, literally an escape from all the hate, and move all of his operations down to South America. Argentina would be good, new leader, pro-Trump guy. Pick a country that will guarantee his safety, his security, his money, and his freedom. You see it right now, where they want to take all his money, seize his property, and they're dead serious. Told you on many shows they want to impoverish Trump. The militant left wants to see him behind bars. I believe if Trump loses, he will soon be arrested by Biden's rabid Democrats, by some goon squad. He'll be put in jail next year, or prison, and they'll laugh at you and they'll mock you for supporting him. All his properties will be seized. His sons will be arrested, and the Democrats will take and seize all his wealth and freeze all of his accounts. They will take away his visa, so he can't leave the country. And I've never seen such a hatred for a man in my life. And they've also threatened to kill him many times. And God forbid, we don't want that to happen. But you go online, you see these threats. It's amazing. Well, that's what I would recommend to Trump. This country hates you. Get the hell out of here. Move operations, buy 1 million acres of land in South America, start a new colony, start a new country. Get out of here. All you're looking at, man, is jail, prison, more trials, more problems, more fines, more harassment of you, your family, your brand. He won't do that, but he should. That's what I would tell him to do. If you lose and they steal it again, after you're the nominee and you are the presumptive nominee, get out of here. Don't come back. Stay away. You made your money in America? In fact, I would tell Trump, start moving your money and your assets now. Get it out of this country as soon as you can. Hide it from suitcases to Swiss bank accounts. Get it out of here. The Democrats want it, and they want it all. They want to nail him to the cross and crucify him. If he loses, they're going for the jugular. They're not like the Republicans who try to play nice. Democrats play real mean, nasty, and dirty. And you got to know their game. They're chomping at the bit, I'm telling you. They're salivating like rabid dogs, ready to pounce. A cobra in your face, ready to strike you down. That is what the Democrat Party wants to do. That is their agenda. That is their game plan. I would be extremely surprised if they leave Trump alone. They're not going to ever, ever leave him alone. So why put up with all this? To me, you're just a glutton for punishment at that point. You got to realize the cards you've been dealt. You were president. You had one bite at the apple. It's gone. And that's that, baby. And you better own up to the fact that you're going to be persona non grata in your own country going forward. The left will never love you. They'll never like you. Well, we have a big show for you tonight. My God, tons to talk about. Chinese Army's already here. We have Dirty Man Safe Company in the green room ready to come on. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, the Von Weekend Show. We're so glad you're here. We'll start the show with Rammstein.
Ich will. Ich will. Ich will.
Wir wollen den Beifall untergehen.
name of that, Ramstein Equil. I'm your dramatic warlord here in the Valhalla Studios here in mountains of Arizona, in beautiful Arizona this time of year. We've got the Dirty Man Safe Company owner and main representative, salesman extraordinaire in the green room, dirtymansafe.com. Check it out. Without further ado, let's bring on Howard from the Dirty Man Safe Company as our VIP guest tonight. Howard, welcome to the Von Weekend Show. How are you doing, sir? We're so glad you're here tonight.
Von, hey, thank you for having me, and welcome to the safe side, I should say.
Yes, I love it. Well, tell us a little about the Dirty Man Safe Company, how it got started, your customer base, and what you provide to preppers and people of our persuasion, shall we say, all over the nation and all over the world.
Sure, absolutely. So the Dirty Man Safe is basically an underground burial safe. Our customers are from many factors of life, from precious metal folks to preppers to end of the world folks to grandfathers that want to leave something for their kids. We perfected a way of putting your precious metals, your cash, if you believe in the cash, silver, gold, documents and whatnot, underground. Mother Nature's trying to take it from us, but we're fighting back and using Mother Nature to help us. We perfected the way of putting it in the ground, just like our ancestors did, our grandparents, and now we've come out swinging. And that's what the Dirty Man Safe
is. Love that. Now, tell us, if you can, how the safes are constructed, what materials, and what's your most popular brand of safe?
Sure. Well, I'll start off with our most popular brand. Let me start off with what name of the Dirty Man Safe was coined, because you get dirty putting this in the ground. You're going to get a bit dirty. So that's why there's, you know, no condescending other things about it. It's just that you're going to get a little dirty doing it. The smallest of our safes, which is called the Dirty Girl, that's half the size of the Dirty Man, which is the mid-size one. And the largest one is called the Dirty Old Man. If you were to
love that.
If you were to put gold coins in the Dirty Old Man and fill it full of gold coins and go down an extra eight, beside the 30 inches, go down another 8 inches for metal detection, you'd have probably $500,000 worth of gold in that. So it's large enough to do that. People are putting all sorts of things in it. It's made of ABS plastic. It's not made of PVC plastic. And a lot of folks out there, preppers mostly, have made things out of PVC. And I would assume that they don't know that it tarnishes silver. So all these silver collectors don't like PVC. Mm. And in doing that, not only did we have to combat Mother Nature. So when fires come around, traditionally a fire doesn't go down but 4 or 5 inches into the ground, unless it's, you know, a volcano and whatnot. So we had to look at fires, and we had to take this thing down 30 inches. And it goes in vertical. It doesn't lay down horizontal. That being said, because of the depth, Mother Nature has a hard time getting down there, and it's going to be down there for the life of the safe. It's made of, like I said, it's made of ABS plastic. It's not PVC. The ABS plastic is what's under most homes now that uses for the drainage system in most homes. It's the black pipe that you see at Home Depot. And in doing that, we had to make a sleeve to hold that safe in it. So when we talk about the safe is a compartment, a tube with a cable on it. But the real ingenuity or the design of it is the sleeve itself. Because when these preppers put things in the ground, and I am a prepper, and I have put things in the ground.
Me too.
I have to go back and not only find it, but I have to be in good enough shape because I've got to dig it out. So I have to dig that whole thing out. Maybe it's an ice chest. Maybe it's a can. Who knows what it is? It may be Second Amendment stuff. I don't know what it is. But then you have the problem of it degrading down there. And did you seal it properly? A lot of these guys use duct tape and whatnot. The ABS has been down there, and it will preserve it. Once we figured out that we slowed Mother Nature down and we tricked her and we said, look, we're going to put this in the ground, and whatever you give us, we're going to take it because you're protecting us from what you're doing up at foot level. Once we did that, we had to really think about human nature, and human nature is out to get our stuff. And you were talking about what Trump is going to do with his money and taking money and moving this, moving that. A lot of people are moving into gold right now. A ton of people are moving into gold. There's record buying in gold and silver and other precious metals and coins and whatnot, and they don't know where to put it. When we launched this product in September of last year, we were launching it because we're a preparedness group. In saying that, the Liberty Safe fiasco happened, and I don't know if your audience knows what happened with Liberty Safe, but Liberty Safe is one of the larger safe companies in the United States. And I'll just cut to the chase. They gave up the code to a three-letter agency, one of these gentlemen that was accused of being in or near the January 6th stuff that was going on. They went into his home, put the code into his safe, and got his stuff out of the safe without having a warrant and all the rest of that stuff that goes along with it. There's some prominent videos that they can search on YouTube. I won't name names, but there's some prominent things that they can look up. In saying that, Liberty Safes came out and basically said, yes, we have backdoors to all the safes we make, including the mechanical safes. That had basically caused an uproar, and people, my phone was ringing off the hook, and they were saying they were destroying their safes, and they wanted an alternative. Now, the people that are buying our safes are very, how can I say this? They're very private. They want to make sure that we're not selling their information. The only information we hold is the ship-to address. So wherever you ship it, if you're not putting the safe there, nobody's going to know where you put this safe. So I don't ask people to tell me. We don't have a database of where people are putting it. I don't know where you're putting
smart.
It. It's all on them, wherever they put it. If they lose it, it's almost like a crypto wallet. And if you lose your catchphrase, we can't help you. But it's giving them privacy. And we know that if and when it happens, the banks are going to close, your safe deposit boxes are going to be raided. You just talked about, they will be going after Trump people. If Trump loses, they'll be going after their money.
They will be.
They'll try to seize their money. Yes, and they'll try to take and they'll try to disturb us and to rattle us. And the first thing they're going to do is go after our money and our guns. We all know that. And that being said, when we developed this safe, it took us a good portion of about 18 months to figure out how this thing was going to work. Once we figured it out, we were off to the races, and we literally launched last September of 2023. So we've had a tremendous response, and people are coming from every corner. And I'm not, I don't want to categorize this as a far-right product because people on the left are buying it up. We're getting sales in the UK. I know you have a big audience in the UK. We're getting sales in Canada. We're working on distribution in Australia right now. We only do e-sales now. We don't have a brick-and-mortar store, but we're working on it. And as I like to tell your audience, we don't know what you're going to put in it. I don't want to know what you're going to put in it, and I certainly don't want to know where you're putting it. So that's the difference between our safe and their safe. Now, our safe doesn't have a lock on it. It's a snug fit underneath. But when you put it in the ground, your safest way of protecting the safe is not telling anyone. Someone has said, hey, are you going to sell T-shirts for this? I said, who's going to want to buy a T-shirt to advertise that they have a Dirty Man safe? It would be counterproductive.
Why would you do that? I know I wouldn't buy your T-shirt. No.
Right. So in saying that, we know that we can't go to a bar on a Friday night with a Dirty Man shirt because we know people want our stuff. And it's been
right.
through history. People want what other people have. And that being said, as long as you don't tell people what you have, no one's going to know. There's no one that's on this planet that's going to know where you put it and what you put in it. So I had one gentleman, getting aside from all the preparedness or the end of the world stuff, one gentleman bought three, one each for each of his kids. And he said when he dies, they're going to be each given a map, and he's going to give them all, of course, precious metals and stuff that's not going to go through the lawyers. They're going to get it themselves, and they'll go on a treasure hunt. I thought that was brilliant. That was brilliant. He wasn't talking about all the political stuff. Yes. And I thought that was
so
absolutely
cool.
Brilliant. Yeah. You give it to your kids and they go and they search for it and they say, hey, mom, dad left this for me. And wow, I had no idea. But and again, there's no lawyers involved. I actually have lawyers that are buying this thing, and they're saying, hey, I have people going through divorces that are buying it. You name it. People are looking at this thing and saying it's a it's well worth it. I have people buying it in Texas, and they're coming, their address is in Mexico, but they have to come over to the States to pick it up to their ship to address, but they're taking it back to Mexico. We're not shipping to Mexico right now. We are shipping to Canada and UK and a little bit of Israel, but not much to Israel. But the UK is a big buyer for us. So we're trying to work on the duties and taxes for the UK. But like I said, the Dirty Girl is the smallest of the safes. It's 139. Your audience will get 10% off, which takes it down to 125, a little 125.10. The middle-sized safe, the Dirty Man safe, which is coined the name of the company itself, is 169, and it takes it down to 152.10 with the 10% off for your audience. The Dirty Old Man, which is the larger safe, which holds a lot, it's 269, and with the 10% takes it down to 242.10. Your audience will get that 10%, and then once your audience purchases, we will send them 10 free coin holders. The coin holders are for 1 ounce rounds for either gold or silver. They will fit in there and go in there. So the Dirty Man safe. One another bit of information: this Dirty Man safe, the cable that the safe is attached to, it has a handle. You put it in the ground. You put the sleeve in the ground, and you put the safe into the sleeve, and then you guide the cable through the slot on the cap that goes down. If people go to our website, dirtymansafe.com, they can see how it's installed or placed in the ground. But that cable is made out of 316 stainless steel. And people ask me, how did you get to 316 stainless steel? Plastic didn't work. Nylon didn't work. Rope didn't work. Other metals didn't work. The reason we had to go with 316 stainless steel is, one, for its strength and longevity. But two, it's non-magnetic, which means that metal detectors have a hell of a time finding it. So in saying that, there's some videos out there that you can pull up for Dirty Man Safe on YouTube, and you will see people testing it, and they're not getting any reads for their metal detectors. Metal detectors go down traditionally 6 to 8 inches in the ground, and because our cable is roughly at 8 or 10 inches, and it's not giving off a signal for their reader, they're not getting any hits, so they're going right past it. Now, if you fill the darn thing up with gold, I would say go a little deeper, but it's going to be there. And the kicker is, when you put it in the ground, it takes literally 10 minutes to put it in the ground with a post hole digger. When you go to take it out, all you do is dig down. You can dig down with a screwdriver if you have a screwdriver. You dig down to that handle. You grab that handle and you pull up, and off you go. So you're literally going to get. I would gamble to say that no prepper can get to their stuff faster than Dirty Man Safe. The Dirty Man Safe is going to take you literally 30 seconds to get it and go. But the beauty of it is, let's pretend that there's a fire coming and you can't get to it. It's going to be safe. It's going to be safe. Earthquake, flood, fire, tornado, it's all going to still be there for you. So we try to make it easy for your audience and the rest of the world, and we're getting tremendous responses from all different groups.
God, that's the best commercial for Dirty Man Safe I've ever heard. I love it. On-air, real-time commercial. It's a hell of a product, and you people out there, you need this safe. DirtyManSafe.com. What I want to get to is, you had mentioned the big demand in the UK. Do you sell to other European countries too?
We're trying now. We haven't quite got there. It's those darn duties and taxes that are holding us back. We're looking at finding some folks over there that can receive them, and then we can palletize them and then have some sort of distribution there. So we're working on that right now, and I get emails constantly. Are you here yet? Do you have a brick and mortar store? Canada.
I was wondering about that. I bet you do.
Yeah. We're working on it right now. So we're getting really close. We've gone to some events, and people walk by and they see our product, and then they come back and they really understand what it is. And it's not one of these scary end of the world sort of thing. It's just what our grandparents did. The safe itself is not to intimidate people and say, hey, this bad stuff is coming. The safe is to say, saying to them, look, spend a little bit of money, protect what you've got, because these other ways of protecting what you have failed every single time. And what is your choice at this point? Everybody talks about bad things coming our way. Creedence Clearwater Revival, bad things are coming. You know, how do you prepare for it? Really, how do you prepare for it? And we've solved that problem. We cracked that code, and we made it easy for them. And we made it so easy where a petite woman, if I can say that nowadays, a petite woman can dig down the 6 inches, pull it up, and off she goes. So whether she has, you know, $20,000 in gold, whether she has cash rolled up, whether she has a will in there, she has a memory stick, whether she has her crypto wallet card in there, who knows what she will have in there. But she's off to the races. And they'll tell that to the people in Maui when their houses were destroyed. The only thing that survived in Maui was the plumbing. That was it. So
that's right.
All the people out there that say it doesn't work, it works. I had a gentleman pull one up 6 months later, and he said, Howard, I had to send this email to you. I thought the cable broke because it came up so easy after 6 months, and he was in Tennessee. So that being said, I said, no, there's the reason why we have a sleeve is because, like I said, Mother Nature wants to hold on to things. And if we just put the safe in by itself, which you can, Mother Nature's going to hold on to it like a root, a ficus tree root, and never let it go. You're going to have to fight it. But if we have a container that protects the safe, and as you pull it up and it comes out like Superman coming out of a phone booth, you're good to go, and off you go. And the beauty of it is if you move, or if you decide to put your grandmother's ring in 2 months later, you don't have to buy anything from us again. You go out there, you pick it up, and you put it in. I do have a lot of people that we're shipping to P.O. boxes. We can ship to a P.O. box. And a lot of people are sending me messages saying that, you know, they're putting it in the ground at 2 in the morning when it's not a full moon because they don't want their neighbors to see it. So with it comes a little dotted sheet of paper. You can mark on that sheet of paper where you put it. X marks a tree, you know, O marks a walkway, whatever it is, and walk it off and then take a picture of that. Nobody knows what that is. That is your map. That is your pirate treasure map. And then you just forget about it. And if gold goes up, then you don't have to invest in the stock market. Your money nest is in your backyard. Or maybe you just decide to go to the forest and put it in the forest. Who knows where you're going to put it? But we cracked the code for it. And so you know, we made them. They're some people say they're undersized, but we didn't go larger because again, our audience. We have to ensure that our audience can get it out of the ground. And I'm a pretty big, burly guy. I could pretty much take you know, roots out of the ground with my hands. But that being said, you know, a 110-pound woman is going to have a hard time doing it. So we kept them small for now. In the future, we may go larger for different things. But right now, those are the three sizes we have. And we're actually cracking the internet code because we're selling more of the largest size than we are of the middle size. And from what I understand, that's not usually the way things work in e-commerce. It's the middle of the road product that gets the sales mostly, but where the larger one is actually selling out. So we've sold out twice already. So that being said,
wow.
It's dirtymansafe.com. Yeah.
And that kind of makes sense to me. I know it's things right now are unpredictable, folks. So I told you in the monologue, I believe this is a good year to make money in the stock market, but they're going to crash it eventually. You want to be in silver and gold, guns and bullets, and all that good stuff. Your collectibles, your treasures, put them in a safe. Put them on your property. And, yes, you want to be digging 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You don't have any prying eyes watching you dig up land because people are nosy like never before. Busybodies, ever heard that term? They want to know, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right? Don't let them know. And the United Kingdom, you mentioned that, kind of intrigued me because there's so much draconian politics over there. They are restricting their freedom of speech, things of that nature. Why do you think the people in the UK are some of your biggest customers right now?
Well, I listen to financial people. I listen to everybody, first off. But I listen to the financial people that are broadcasting out of the UK, and they're basically coming up under draconian rule. You know, they're not being allowed to pull all their cash out of their bank accounts. They're closing this and doing that, and so many things. And if that stuff comes to the United States, we're going to be in a world of hurt. We just don't know how painful it can be because we haven't been exposed to that sort of thing. They're taking it over there because, one, I don't know if they realize what's going on because they're a frog in the boiling pot of water. Over here, we can see it. So we as Americans have opportunity right now to do things to prepare for it because we see it coming from the left, from the right. And what are we going to do? Are we going to sit and talk about it and just discuss it? Or are we going to say, you know what, we're going down swinging? And I personally, I want to go down swinging. And I think the big mistake that the elites have made, this is just my opinion, is that you and I, Vaughn, didn't age out and we're the last fighting group because the youngsters don't quite know what the 80s were all about. And I grew up in the 80s.
That's right. 80s.
And we're aging out right now, but we're not going down easily. And the problem they're having right now is that's the main problem, because had they waited 10 more years, clean slate, and just ran right over us, because we would have aged out. But that being said, once we developed the Dirty Man Safe, we knew that we were off to something. So, you know, I hope the listeners take the time to at least go and look at it. Like I said, it's Patriot 10. And they'll get their 10% off. They'll get their 10 free coin holders. And we ship UPS Ground to all 48 states in the continental United States. And if they have any questions, I'll give them my email. It's Howard at Dirty Man Safe. If they have any questions, they can send me an email personally. I'm not holding back. So there's nothing secretive about this company. So, you know, I would get on the phone with them if they want to have a discussion on it and whatnot. And if they can change my mind, that would be great. But I don't think they are, because it took us 18 months to develop this. So, and this is aside from the other product that we do have. I won't get into that because I don't want to muddle up the story here. But that being said, we are in the preparedness market, and it is coming because the stuff that we talked about way back when, I was not conservative. I was not considered conservative in high school in 1980, but I didn't change. The world changed. And I think that goes for most of us. I think everything changed around us, and we have to prepare.
Absolutely.
And this is one. Yeah, this is one way of preparing. And I hope we gave you an answer. And I hope you take the time to look at it and see. Like I said, it's dirtymansafe.com, and the code is Patriot10, and we will hopefully swing a deal with you. And if not, send me an email and I can discuss it with you.
Love that. Howard, what do you see in America's future? I mean, and I know that we touched on a few of those themes tonight, but our ancestors, as you well know, being in the safe business, folks, they buried things all the time.
Yeah.
You know, even during the Depression, World War II, they buried, you know, silver and gold and guns and ammo. They weren't sure what the hell was going to happen. I've always said if you could excavate the world and the oceans, you'd be a trillionaire, just exponential. Mm-hmm. All the treasures that are still in the ground. And our forebears did that. I think now people tend to think, oh, that's beneath me, pun intended. we are in a digital economy. We're in a digital world. Everything's digital and social media, and I'm hip and trendy and cool, and I've got my iPhone and my cell phone and my iPad, and I got my latte, and who needs a safe? Or who needs, I'll tell you, everyone needs a safe. Do you really trust the banks? You shouldn't. Do you trust the government? You shouldn't. World events are going to come at us like one hell of a curveball, a freight train. America itself, I've always said, the freight train running off the damn tracks. And so, folks, you need this product, dirtymansafe.com. And just to get back to you for a moment, Howard, where do you see America in the next, say, 2-3 years?
Well, what's going to happen? We're repeating history. I'm looking at our website now, and if you scroll down on our first page, it's under executive order of the president. I don't think people realize that this happened, but in 1933, they confiscated the gold. So we're just repeating history.
Yes.
And I certainly hope that we have enough time to regroup. It's like being on a bad sports team, but you get the players all psyched up and you can really come back and you know, the last inning or the last quarter, you can really do something to disrupt what the plan was for the, you know, for the other team. That being said, I think that I think you and I, Vaughn, and people like us are mustering up enough energy and we're fighting. Maybe we're fighting verbally, maybe we're fighting financially, maybe we're fighting with products. But the U.S. ingenuity, the innovation in us is giving us opportunity to do something that the rest of the world can't. And we just can't stop. We just can't stop. We can't die on our knees. We have to keep standing and we have to keep fighting. And whatever it is, if it's just helping a woman across the street, then so be it. That's what you did and that's what you're able to do. If you're Donald Trump and you win the race, then fantastic. But if we all keep swinging away, I think we're disrupting them, and you know, their battle plan is their well laid battle plan is being disrupted by us. And I truly believe that we're going to come out of this okay. You know, some people refuse to believe that we're in this mess that we are in, and other people are wide awake. I myself, I don't want to die sleeping. I want to, you know, do something and put something on my gravestone if I'm lucky enough that says he at least he gave it a shot here.
I love that. I love that. Yes, we're going to give it a shot. We're going to defeat them all, Howard, and we will come out of this, folks. This is a burning gauntlet of fire that we need to go through as a nation, as a world, and we're going to get through this. Howard, one last time, give us a plug for your website, any toll-free numbers, and Patriot 10 being the discount.
Sure. It's Patriot 10 is the code for you to get 10% off. You go to dirtymansafe.com. That's dirtymansafe.com. And our phone number, if you want to give me a call, it's 844-DIRTY-30. That's our phone number. So, again, it's dirtymansafe.com. My name is Howard. If you want to send me an email, it's howard@dirtymansafe.com. If you have questions, I'd be more than willing to discuss it and whatnot. But, again, it's dirtymansafe.com, Patriot 10.
Love that. Howard, thank you so much for being on the Vaughn Wehan Show. We'd love to have you as a future sponsor of the show as well for Dirty Man Safe Company. Come back again sometime. We'd love to have you.
Vaughn, thank you so much for doing this. And I like to thank
you
guys for listening.
Absolutely. Thank you again for your time. And dirtymansafe.com, check it out. You'll love it. You need it. Buy it today. Howard, thanks so much, sir. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot. Wow, what a great VIP guest. Fantastic. Dirtymansafe.com. Dirtymansafe.com. I can't wait to get one of those. That sounds so cool. Love it. They have videos, I believe, on YouTube and on the internet. Check them out. We'll have the Gladiator on next to discuss that much, much more. Had a great VIP guest tonight. And next week is author Steve Ubaney. Can't wait to hear what he has to say as well about Dirty Man Safe, the world, and the coming storms. We'll get into all that next week. We'll be right back. That's from Battlefield. It's a battlefield out there. Rough and tumble world. Let's get right to the Gladiator on the Las Vegas Strip. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to the show once again. Mr. Gladiator, the floor is yours.
Hey, man. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, man. The Dirty Man Safe was an amazing VIP guest. So I met Howard
yes.
and his wife, Carolina, an amazing couple. Met them at the Replatform America show and here in Vegas. It was a three-day weekend event, and it was the first annual. And we had just a really nice connection and conversations together. So I was super excited to get him on your show. And I wanted to let everybody know also that if you go to DirtyManSafe.com and you use your Patriot10 promo code, you get 10% off. And the extra coin bags that Howard and Carolina are going to include. But also in the name of Dirty Man Safe, of American Patriot Supply, and the Von Wehunt Show, we were going to take a portion of the proceeds and we are going to make a donation to the Wounded Warrior Foundation. So
yes.
keep in mind, a portion of your purchases is going to go, and American Patriot Supply, we're going to send a portion of those proceeds to the Wounded Warrior Foundation, and it'll be in the name of the Von Wehunt Show, American Patriot Supply, and Dirty Man Safe. So keep that in mind, folks, as well. So that is going to go to a great cause to help our veterans who are wounded in service. So that was another thing that we wanted to get into the promo for the Dirty Man Safe. So go to DirtyManSafe.com. Look at all three sizes. I was talking with Howard and Vaughn earlier, and, you know, everybody knows I used to be on the horse ranch breeding the Arabian filly. If I was living on that ranch, I would buy a small, a medium, and a large. I'd have everything that I had in the safe deposit box would have been buried on the ranch. No one would have known where it was because, you know, like you've mentioned, like if there's a run on the bank, if there's a run in the bank that you have your goods in a safety deposit box, they don't have to let you into the safety deposit box. But no one's going to stop you from going onto your property and grabbing your safe out of the ground after you bury it. And I've seen these safes. Go online, check it out at DirtyManSafe.com. They are well constructed, very well constructed, with that pull cord that you can bury down. So it's not down there forever, but bury it down to where no one's going to know it's there. You know where it is. And you can always put those instructions, like Howard said, you know, put it in your will and testament for your children, grandchildren. They will find that and get that. So if you own your property outright and you can will your property, give them that treasure map, you know, to your Dirty Man safes that are in the ground holding those valuables for them to take advantage of as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, you need the small, the medium, the large safe, DirtyManSafe.com. Get them.
Yeah.
And check out their website. Look at their videos. Everyone's got collectibles. Everyone's got valuables. And if you don't, get some.
Yeah.
You need to get
right?
some. Get a job. Yeah. Get some of that fiat currency. And then you exchange the fiat currency for things of real value. Folks, you know,
yeah.
as Paul and I know, the little green pieces of paper are nice. But in any crisis, it's only ink and paper with dead presidents on it. That's all it really is. Little green mm-hmm. pieces of paper. We call it cash. It's currency. But it can be vaporized in a moment's notice. You need
yeah.
hard tangibles, hard assets. I've always said that. Guns and gold, silver, real estate, the guns to protect them. And the house, property, the land, and now your Dirty Man Safe to protect you further. Hell
exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. And, you know, I've been watching, like, Real America's Voice, OAN, and a lot of these stories recently, they're being repeated out there and on the radio on the, you know, on the not normal radio stations, right? So you've got some nationalist and America First radio shows out there. The epidemic going on right now, I mean, everybody knows the one, you know, because she was a cute nursing student at Georgia, everybody knows the name Lakin Riley, that she was murdered by an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, illegal immigrant, right? So an invader, we call them invaders, right? So all the other girls who have been murdered, we just don't know them by name. But the stories that are coming out, not only are these young girls getting murdered and the young girls are getting raped by these multiple offense illegal immigrants, invaders, but also these illegal immigrant and invaders, what they've been taught now, and this is going wild on YouTube and on TikTok, and they're not even stopping these videos from going out. These immigrants are making videos back to their home country to say, come to America, break into America, right, cross the border, and break into a house. Break in the house. We squat in it. The law will come, and they won't even kick us out of the house. They will tell the people who are either on vacation or waiting to rent it to somebody else because their previous renter left, you can't kick them out. You now have a squatting renter. We can't force them out of the house because they've been there for 24 hours or more. They are now your current tenant. Now you have to work to get them out. Typically takes 6 to 9 months. So if they're on your property and they're in your house, they can steal everything in your house. They will find a way to break into your safe. They will find what you buried somewhere, you know, in your air conditioning vent, but they won't know where your dirty man safe is on the property grounds. Because it's
damn right.
So that, look it up, everybody. Look it up in the news about these illegal immigrants breaking into homes, breaking into the residence, and squatting down because they've been taught and shown that the police, the sheriffs, they cannot, by state laws, they cannot just kick them out. It's unbelievable what's happening. It's so bizarre. You wouldn't think it's real, but that is actually real, folks. Look it up. It's all over the news. Real American Voice, OAN, Newsmax. You just look it up.
So
and
true.
And they will be showing you the stories. It's insane what's going on. So
America is controlled demolition, Paul.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, it's not even controlled anymore. They just showed a video of our southern border looks just like what happened in Greece in 2015 when they were overrun and all the border walls were just taken down because they were thin. They were just fences. Well, they're doing the same thing at our southern border. They are breaking the fences up to the Trump wall that's actually built, and they think they're going to take that steel down, and they're just now they're like at the wall, and they're just running in one direction to see if they can get to the end of the wall that Biden stopped the construction on. And these are groups that are just they're out of control. They're mayhem, and here they are going up against the border, you know, patrol and the U.S. National Guard, and the National Guard is sitting there with guns, but they're not shooting these people. Like, they know they're not going to get shot. They know they're not going to get shot.
Exactly.
And they don't care. It's not a controlled invasion, because the invaders are out of control. The Democratic Party cannot control these invaders because they're growing in numbers, leaps and bounds, because they know Trump's going to get elected, and they have from now until next January to get in. Because even though Trump's elected on November 5th, he doesn't get in until January 20th. And they will be invading up to January 19th midnight. They will be flooding the border. Yeah.
If you're the third world mongrel hordes, now's the time to come to America. Now is the time, baby. They have that fault line there by San Diego, all on the TikTok videos showing you the hiking trail, how to get there exactly where it's at in the fence line where it's cut. And they get the Fox News camera crew there just filming a line of people from here to China, literally, pun intended.
Yep.
It's coming through. Chinese are coming through. Lots of military age males with no family ties from third world nations.
Yeah.
Don't tell me they're all coming here to pick lettuce. and pick your apples and your oranges.
No, they're coming. And the, there's more news reports now recently. I can't believe this. It's like, these people need to have their head chopped off. I wish we had law like Egypt. Like, if you steal something, you get your hand chopped off. If you rape a girl, they chop your whole body in half and just murder you in front of everybody. You know, if you kill somebody, well, you're killed. Like, your head's chopped off. You're done. Like, we need that kind of law here in the United States, because these illegal immigrants, there are more stories about women of all ages, young girls, teenagers, man. Like, it's insane. And older women, because they're going after the vulnerable, right? And they're raping them, like, in our country, you know? And it's unbelievable. Like, we men in America need to stand up and say enough's enough. Somebody please stand up and say enough's enough. We don't need the police to get these guys. We get them. Like, we need to take action in this country so they know, don't come here. Or you're not welcome. The Democrats may welcome you, but not us. We don't welcome you. Somebody's got to stand up for this country. Because Washington, D.C. right now, with the Republic and the Democrats, the Uniparty, they could give a shit about us out here in the United States. They don't care. They just don't care. We're on our own. I've known that since I was 16 years old. I'm on my own. Done. I'm cool with that. But America, everybody better wake up. We are on our own. We've been on our own. They don't care. Even the governors in most states don't give a shit. Even the House of Reps and the Senate in most states don't give a shit. We're on our own. So, damn it, be like the gunslinger. Pack it, cock it, be ready to pull the trigger. And you know what? We'll help you. We got your back. I can call friends and say, look, get on a flight. They don't even ask questions. They just ask, do I have to bring my own shovel or not? And we need to be like that for each other in this country. We need to be foxhole friends, cover each other's back. And let's take our country back. This is ridiculous. I'm just super fed up and sick and tired of it. It's disgusting, you know. I usually don't rant like that, but it's pissing me off, you know, to no end now. So,
man. We got a troll in the chat room named Mr. John Smith, big faggot. This guy comes on in the chat room. Everyone's messing with him. Big Democrat, big tard. God, guy's so stupid. Mr. John Smith.
Here's another thing, Vaughn. So why is it, how in the world does this happen? It's always in the red states, and it's always happening to conservative families where these immigrants are attacking teenagers, girls, women. Why don't they go to New York City, Chicago, and L.A. and do that, you know, to the center, liberal, blue centers? You know, go to Seattle, go to Chicago, go to New York City, go to Boston, affect those people. Don't do it in the red states, immigrants. Go there. Ship up to Martha's Vineyard and destroy those people's lives. But it always seems to happen in the red states. And the conservative red nationalist and America First people, it's their families that are getting destroyed. It's unbelievable. Like, you can't make this shit up, right? Like, you can't write a book like this, because it's just ridiculous, you know?
It really is, dude. I mean, I love these stupid militant leftist trolls or these rhino trolls, whatever. Come in the chat room. They leave really fast. Disconnect. He left the conversation. Stupid.
What?
Stupid.
Well,
God.
It's guys like that. John Smith was his name. Not really his real name.
John
but
Smith
it's guys like
the
that.
Fag.
Yeah, it's guys like that that need their families destroyed. They need their families destroyed by these invading illegal immigrants. Not the American.
That's right.
That's right. They need their
lives
destroyed.
That's right.
Then they'll wake up. If they wake up. They probably wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, you killed my daughter? Oh, you raped my daughter? Oh, you killed my mother? Who cares? Come on in. I'll give you a bed.
Right. See, they think I'm a real pious. See, most of your talk shows are very pious, and they talk from an ivory tower, and I'm so-and-so from faux Fox News. And no, they start coming on my chat room. I throw right back at them.
Yeah.
My eye thrown right back in their face, and they leave like a little bitch. He left the conversation. Yeah. You're a bitch, yep. John Smith. You're a bitch.
And, you know,
I wish we were in high school. I could have so much fun with those idiots. God. I never draw first blood, but when they come at me, gloves are off, baby. And the street strapper comes out. Go ahead, man.
Well, and it's because of the John Smiths of the world that want this invasion in our country of 20, 30 million people, which is the estimate by the time Biden gets out of office and out of the White House and into the nursing home so he can piss his pants and shit his pants all for the rest of his life. But when that happens, you know, it's the John Smiths of the world who are causing the pain in this country by pandering to this leftist, totally liberal, invade our country, rape the red state girls and women. And you know what, dude? We just have to stop this shit. It's out of control. We have to take our country back. We have
to group up.
We have to be brothers and sisters in arms, and we have to protect each other. If we can't do that now, our country will never, ever get back to what we remember when we were young, where we were a proud country, a sovereign country with a border that was concerned. It's just beyond me what we've gotten to nowadays. It's just insane, you know.
Yeah. Now, one thing I have to say, you're very correct, and of course, me, I agree with you, but I have to say one thing because it's just the joke in me. You cannot rape the willing, guys. Some women, you know, who knows? I mean, they come over here. You can't rape the willing. But look, here's my point. You're right about all that. But my thing is, our government is the master rapist. They're the ones allowing all this to happen. And then when the police get some guy, they arrest him. They let him off the hook.
They let him go.
Prosecutor. Oh, they let him go. So it's a catch and release program with rape or murder or whatever your crime. Pick your crime. Like Stalin said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. So our government doesn't care about rape. They don't. They don't care about murder. They don't care about the border. They don't care about petty theft. They just don't. I folks, I'm just telling you the truth. If they really cared, oh, don't get me wrong. Our government, America, I always told you, loves to do things half-assed. In other words, they'll arrest one guy, and they're going to throw the book at him and give him life in prison. They'll let 10 of them go if they're the right color and the right gender in America. That's America.
Well,
if you're a white guy, you can expect the book to be thrown at you. If you're black, you get off, or brown.
Well, doing, and this has actually been proven – what they're doing is when they get caught for theft, when they get caught for breaking and entering in a home, they are arrested and they are, but then all of a sudden they go to rape because they're used to this in Venezuela, El Salvador. They're used to not even being arrested for theft, breaking and entering, or rape. They're not used to even getting arrested in their country. So then they let them out, they let them out, they let them out, they let them out for a court date for rape. They don't show up for the court date, and they go right to murder. The only way they'll hold these illegal invader immigrants is after they end up murdering somebody, because then they can't let them out of jail, right? They just can't. So, you know, that it's getting to the point where they have like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 arrests in the last 1, 2, 3 years ever since Biden got in. They're showing all these multiple arrests, and then it led to murder. Like, we don't even know the numbers of these other, you know,
girls,
fathers, uncles, grandparents who are getting murdered because they're not sensationalized like the Lake and Riley was. That murder was sensationalized.
Oh, I agree.
ABC finally put it on, but they're not putting everybody else on. So you know, the numbers are astronomical. We don't even know the numbers because, you know, they're hiding the numbers. But, yeah,
right.
We don't take – this is going to get to a snowball down the mountain position where it just gets so big that you can't stop it at that point. It's just going to keep snowballing down the mountain. There is no stopping it. You know, look,
well, what happened to Lincoln Riley is a complete tragedy, and I wasn't making light of her tragedy. It's just a tragic thing. My point was, and you're spot on, my larger point was the government's allowing this to happen, and obviously they don't care about Lincoln Riley. They don't care about the white kids especially who were victims. They don't care. If the perpetrator is a black or brown person, they don't care if you're white. In fact, they'll say, well, you deserve that because of 400 or 500 years of oppression, yada, yada. You know, that's their attitude. It's sickening. It's just sick.
So it comes down to this. Number one, make sure your possessions are safe. The Dirty Man Safe is a great option. Make sure your possessions are safe. And this way, if those are in the ground in Dirty Man Safe on your property, now you don't have to worry about those. And now worry about your wife, your daughters, your sons. Now you focus on them because you don't have to worry about anything of value that anybody could come and take. Now you put the guns in your family's hands and you say, if you come onto our property, you come into our home. Yeah, it's over. It's all over.
Mm-hmm.
That's your eminent domain. That is your stand your ground. That is your homestead protection. These laws exist for a reason, everybody. They exist. And you are an American citizen. Get yourself a gun. It is your U.S. citizen natural born right. As the gunslinger will tell you, if you have one gun, you don't have enough. Get a second gun. And if you have a family,
damn right,
you need not only the guns, but you need a lot of ammunition. Make sure you got it covered now because they're going to stop this eventually. And you want to have it grandfathered in that it's yours. You own it. Nobody can take it away from you. So, you know, keep those things in mind. We need to prep. We need to prepare, you know, for this coming actions. Because even if Trump wins the election, even if he does, that's only 4 years. It's a moratorium upon what will eventually happen. When you have 30 more you can't beat 30 million more people voting because the Democrats in those Democratic states are going to allow them to vote even though they're not American citizens. So those blue states will never be turned red, and they will try to turn the red state purple and then blue. So – keep that in mind. The Democrats are vicious. They are the devil. The devil stops at nothing to win. That is the Democratic liberal blue. They are the frickin' devil, everybody. There's no doubt in my mind. They are turned by the devil's mind. These are not Christians or Catholics. They don't even have any religious. They have no moral fortitude. And you need to prepare. You need to get squared away. Go to dirtymansafe.com. Get your Dirty Man Safes. Use Patriot 10. We worked that out as a code for American Patriot Supply. Just the Von Wee Hunt listeners get Patriot 10. Get 10% off. Get your 10 coin bags along with your purchase, and we will take a portion of that purchase and donate it to the Wounded Warrior Foundation. In the name of the Von Wee Hunt Show, American Patriot Supply, and Dirty Man Safe. And we'll have more folks for you in the VIP slots, you know, in weeks and months coming up. So everybody, go to DirtyManSafe.com, check it out. Go get guns. Go get ammo. Protect your family. Put your valuables in the ground. And let's take our country back. Amen.
Amen. Great, great call, Gladiator. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Appreciate you. Wonderful call.
Awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. All right, man.
You bet. Good night. Wow. You heard it from the Gladiator. Get 2, 3, 4, 5 of those safes. DirtyManSafe.com. Get it. Get it going. You need it. I need it. You need it. I prep every week. Water. I go on an ammo run. And by the way, my new 12-gauge tactical shotgun came in this week. from Panzer Arms. And I can't wait to fire it. God, I love that stuff. You know what? I ordered another gun, actually, on top of that. So I splurged this month. I'm gearing up. I'm getting ready. I don't want to wait for the day, and it's coming, where they'll say, you can't buy a gun. Or what the Democrats will do in their sly way, they'll wreck the economy after this election. Trust me, they will do it. And then they'll pass a law, which is what Democrats love. They love the laws to restrict your freedom and liberty. They'll pass a law saying, well, yeah, you can buy a gun, Mr. America, but we're going to add an extra $300 federal tax to the gun, knowing full well that will suppress and depress sales of guns by millions nationwide. And if that isn't enough, they'll raise it to a grand a gun. They'll fine you if you do one thing wrong with the gun, and they'll confiscate it, and they're going to attack you on all kinds of fronts, economic, social, media, work, you name it. It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to stockholders.
Love that. Like a 1980s, I'm seeing like neon signage when I was a kid. Love it. Get a cocktail. We'll get to Brett the Surfer on the line here in a moment. Get an adult beverage. Relax. Put your feet up. Get your Dirty Man Safe at DirtyManSafe.com. We're all family. Godfathers.
I don't have friends. I've got family. Family. Your family.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, lab-astic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear serving my beloved soul. Can't hear you.
God, we're so good at tribute.
Oh my God, so a Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, we are. Hey, look, I never promised you I was an altar boy. They wouldn't have me. Just kidding. Look, this is how most Americans talk. On our show, we'll do a little bit of Ivory Tower stuff. A little bit of street scrapper stuff, but a lot of Americans talk in a profane way. We're rough and tumble America. We try to keep it pretty clean, but I have my moments where I digress. Well, this is what's going to happen to the America that we are currently living in. It is true, Stefano. We have a great chat room going tonight. America has been invaded and taken over for decades. Very, very true. There is lots of gaslighting going on about the Chi-Coms and illegals. Very, very true. And Lincoln wants to know, is the MyPillow guy coming? You know, he's very popular in right-wing circles. But we might get him. Who knows? Mike Lindell, I've emailed him before, and one time he responded. So we'll see. But I never want Lindsey Graham on my show. I never want Nimarata Nikki Haley on my show, ever, ever, ever. DirtyManSafe.com, get yours today. I know I will. Good stuff. Hey, it's been in the news a lot as well. It's really what they want for America. The American government under Biden wants, I'm telling you, they want the violent Haitian thugs and refugees to come to America. They will then flood our shores very soon with their gangs, their violence, their crime wave. And all the Democrats see is new gerrymandered districts for the House and newfound electoral. What have I told you before? If Trump gets in by the grace of God, he will be the last Republican president ever. He might already be the last Republican president in American history. Why do you think they're bringing in millions of people? These people don't vote left or like right of center. I mean, they vote left. They always vote left. They're from socialist dictatorial countries because they're family oriented in some cases, not all. Doesn't mean they're going to vote conservative or vote red. These people are going to be the new power base of the Democrat Party. And that's why they're bringing them in as fast as they can. That's why I told you in the monologue, I predict a blue wave. They're going to get these people registered. You mark my words this summer. They're going to get them all ready. They're fake credentials, fake documents, and they're going to vote. They're going to vote you out. They're going to vote you, overwhelm you with sheer numbers. The rhino cuts. will just simply, as always, do nothing about it and just say they need more money because they robocall you from the RNC. They'll always tell you we need more money to get more power. They remind you that they are the loyal opposition, right? We're the loyal opposition. We need more money to fight against these dastardly Democrats. It's the Uniparty in D.C. And when they lose horribly, they'll look at you and they'll say, but by God, we lost the election, but we stood on our principles. This Uniparty clown show must end. America is to really survive. It is getting us nowhere and just creating more work for us to clean up down the road. As it must end. This has got to get cleaned up one way or the other in historical terms. These things never end well. You get the media telling you that if you're brown or black or you're an invader, whatever word you want to use, migrant, they're the dreamers. They're the dreamers, of not you in the suburbs. The new invaders are the dreamers, and you should respect them. And you're supposed to couch out of them and kiss their third world ass. And if you don't, screw you. You're a domestic terrorist. We're coming after you. That's their attitude, right? Just boil it down. Let's boil it down. That's what they want. That's where they want you. They want the white people to be cut in the suburbs, afraid to do anything, afraid to say anything. I might get in trouble, Von Wehunt. I might get in trouble. Did you know I've asked people to call the show before? And they've told me they're afraid that somebody at work might notice their voice. And they're afraid of termination. Literally, I've had three or four people mention that to me. Well, I say yes to white tribalism, to the white suburbs predominantly. Why not? You can play at that game. All we hear from the left is race, 24-7, black, brown, black, brown. It's time the whites organize. Time the whites get tribal. We love our tribe. We love our people. And we'll protect them. And we'll protect their valuables. DirtyManSafe.com. We'll protect them with guns. Get organized out there. I keep telling you. And move to areas that you feel comfortable with. There's no other way. Yeah, it's what the left wants. The media just sucked in this country. They're really just terrible. They're really Marxists. And they know they are. But, just terrible. Well, the Breath of Surfer is coming up in about 2 minutes. For an intro, Breath the Surfer. Welcome to the show.
Right on, Bon. How you doing, bro?
How's that? or a
I'm
theme song.
That's what I mean.
Twister.
Yeah.
By a California surf band called the Tiki Tones, who sent me that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I gotta love that, man. You know, that's what I need. That's what everybody needs. You need to listen to a little of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, visualize the girls in the go-go boots and, you know, dancing around this band. 1960 style, man.
Yeah, that's the world crumbles, you know, as we head into, like, some kind of nuclear winter. I hope doesn't happen, you know, but
it could.
I don't know. I pray every day, man, that you know, our optimism will override this this darkness, man, you know, with these other these communists and just it's hard to know, you know, with Biden coming to Phoenix, Arizona, and you know, it's such a political move to put all that money into Intel, you know, and you know, it's wonderful. It's great, man. That's going to get jobs going. But then at the same time, $5.3 billion paying off student loans and, you know, just crazy stuff, you know, before an election, you know, is going on with a guy that is, I mean, I don't know if they pump him or give him cocaine before he speaks or, you know, to get him all hyped up. I don't know. It's very interesting, man, these times, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just we're in a difficult situation, I think, with what's going on with this. The tensions keep flaring up, you know, more and more.
Oh, they do.
Russia, Israel, and
I know.
The Middle East, you know, and just, I don't know. It's like I'm wondering when China is going to go over to Taiwan because, you know, I've heard that what they'll do is just explode all the chip plants, just demolish those if they come over there. So there won't be anything to go over to, you know. So I don't know. You know, maybe they would do that. I don't know how long would it take us to get to the point where we could really manufacture chips. You know, man, we need to start manufacturing again. If we could get that going again here in America.
They don't want us to.
I don't think they want us to. Yeah. I think it's a deliberate.
At some point, they want to crash the economy. Now, not this year. This is an election year. They're not going to do it now. You got to know how these evil, diabolical Democrats think. They want to get a good economy this year because they want you to feel rich and they want you to conflate in your mind and go, well, we're making all this money off NVIDIA and stock, like I had mentioned earlier in the monologue, and it's all because of Biden. Well, look who's up there. It's Biden. Biden must be doing good for the economy. Let's vote for Biden. He's making us rich. That's how people think. People do vote with their pocketbooks. And you have very few ideological people who, no matter what, can see through it. A lot of Americans are what I call, they only look at the surface. And I'm telling you right now, this is why I predict a blue wave. And I'm the only one saying that. I am the only one. Everybody else will tell you Trump's going to win. It'll be a landslide. I keep hearing that. Fox News. Oh, it's in the bag, baby.
No.
Just hear me out. As you know, Brett, people don't care about Biden tripping or missing a word or stuttering or walking around the stage. They laugh at that. What they're looking at is their 401k, which is up. They're looking at their personal wealth right now is up. A lot of people I know, I've talked to two or three guys who are arch-conservative, always vote Republican. And they've even laughed and said, Trump's not going to win. And personally, we're not quite sure. We want him to win because I'm up $100,000, baby. And these are people that are still working. They're not multimillionaires. But when you see your 401k account up $100,000, that's a lot of money to you. He's got, you know, two, three kids to feed. You're going, man, I need that money. And all I know is I don't want to rock the boat. See, they don't want to rock the boat. And Trump has got lawsuits against him. He's got criminality. He's got charges galore. It's an uphill battle. The media hates him. They make fun of him on late night talk shows. He's not the guy that's the heir apparent. Now, I like him. I want him to win to give us four more years to get ready. That's what I like about Trump. I know if Biden wins, he's going to do a 180 after the election. He's going to slam the suburbs with high taxes. He's going to crash the economy in 2 years and probably civil unrest because he wants to stir the pot and get you poor again, impoverished, and demoralized. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, Soros has been shorting the U.S. markets for a long time. He wants to take everything down. You know, I mean, you've got Michael Burry from Big Short. You know, he's pulled all his Buffett has, too. I mean, look at how many retail stores and food chains are closing. I mean, I drive down. I live in downtown Phoenix in a historic area, and I drive through Willow, man, and there are 3-4 houses up for sale. Now people are just getting it. They're 2 years late. You know, it's going to be very hard to sell a house for what you want now. So, and then I see commercial buildings that are fenced up. And that's a scary sight, man, to start seeing that. It's all, it's 08 over again. And it's you know, it's just I know you and me and the people that are old enough to remember 08, man, you remember I wasn't as much aware as I am now back then, but I had a feeling that I needed to just hold tight and be conservative. And I mean, that saved me back then, but I got sucked into it, man. I was not ready for when that happened. I think I was just coming back from my honeymoon and the markets were taking a dive, right? So I was driving down. And,
they crashed.
But I mean, look around. I mean, I see, but it's sad. And then the homeless are starting to just pop up everywhere. You know, are we going to become another San Francisco? I don't think so. I think it'd be quite a while, but you know, it's just
if you're a homeless guy, think about it. You can buy your dirty man safe. Put it on a plot of land, like a lot of people would probably plant theirs in a national park. We advocate that. But a lot of people would a state or a federal park. And then they would bury it, and then they're homeless, but they have their valuables protected with DirtyManSafe.com, which we talked about earlier in the show. Yeah. So the Dirty Man Safe's for all Americans, whether you have money or you're homeless or not. If you're homeless, you might have some valuables. Don't think every homeless person is all down and out. I mean, I see them in Phoenix. They got a cell phone. They're wearing their maybe a year-old Pumas or those sporty Nikes. Those are $100 pair of shoes, man. Seriously.
Or they've got a nice new $1,000 bike, mountain bike that they've purchased.
Thank you. Motorized bike. Those are grand to $1,500, but they're really tricked out. They're not really broke. They just don't have a job right now. Maybe they're smoking too much weed, and they want to hang out for a year or two on the street. Hey, that's not for me. Screw that. But some people are like that. They're gypsies. They want to live by their wits. I don't care, but I know a lot of people are like that.
I don't know about that as much. I mean, I think there might be a few people, but I think a lot of those people are, you know, when you get free health insurance, I don't know. I mean, it might get to the point where it's better to, the less you have, maybe the better it is. You know, the lower your income, it might be better. You might be wealthier the lower your income is. You know, that could become the new reality. But then welcome to a third world country. But I don't know, man. Mexico doesn't.
Well, they want America to be a third world country. They want us to be a third world country.
It's happening, and it's happening, man.
It's happening before our very eyes. Did you ever think when you were a kid? We always knew about, you know, back when I was a kid, they called him a hobo. Oh, it was a hobo. We saw a hobo. That was kind of a unique thing when you were a kid. We'd be driving from Air Force Base to Air Force Base in California. You'd see a hobo or a hippie on those. I could remember it very, very well. I'd say, oh, yeah, there's a hippie. My dad would say, don't talk to that guy. He's a communist.
Well, you know, really, I didn't see that many back then. Back in the 70s, you didn't see homeless people with shopping carts. You didn't
see the occasional, right. You would see the occasional hobo, about rarely.
Yeah,
but now they're everywhere.
Once a month.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody had extended family or they had a home somewhere, family, a roof over their head. And the one thing that America always had was plenty of housing and cheap food. Now, fast forward 40, 50 years, what have we done? We've imported to the third world, and then we wonder why we have dwindling water resources. I mentioned this years ago on the show. The average person...
Yeah.
Needs 8 to 15 gallons of pure water every day to cook, clean, and shower, and all that. And that's why in the West now, you had millions and millions of people out in the West. They're sucking up our water. Because remember, in Mexico, Guatemala, Venezuela, they always had chronic water shortages. Too many people sucking up those aquifers.
Mexico
See?
City.
And now they're doing it here. So my point to people, you better be hoarding water in your house. We're bringing in millions of people that are going to suck us dry, man. And right now, both parties see them as, but they're bringing in economic GDP, they always say. Our GDP's going up. Well, big fucking deal. You know? They also suck up our EBT cards, federal taxes, benefits, water, and the space that they take up. I mean, I'm always driving around vehicles that don't have tags. Obviously, they're not insured. If they hit you, you're screwed. They'll take off. There's no insurance. You're out. You're deductible, $500 to $1,000. And that's how it is in every state. Immigration is just the worst thing that ever happened to this country. Worst thing. Legal or illegal. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, yeah. They need to, with the fentanyl flooding in, I mean, it's just getting, people are dying. I mean, at a rapid rate, and they're going to have to address this. That's one, I mean, I want Trump to come in and quit funding, Ukraine, and then the Israeli let's have some
stop all that crap.
Let's get the borders down, and let's do something, man. I mean, we have to. I mean, and the reality though is that we may have Biden back in there, and at that point, I don't know to have a guy propped up and to see what he'll do. Like next year, if he's in, you're looking at you better be able to be ready to. You better have that dirty safe or have something stashed away somewhere that you can tap in case of emergency, which at that point it'll be break glass. It's an emergency, you know.
Imagine
if Biden gets back in. I mean, unbelievable. I don't know.
Well, let's do the math. Let's analyze this. I predict a big blue wave because, one, Trump's going to get hammered. Trump will be the nominee. But I don't think the country right now, in 8 years since he won in 2016, I think the country's more liberal now, more leftist. I think MAG is dead. Don't forget, he had a big new political program back then called MAGA. I mean, MAGA's kind of fizzled out. Yeah, in this past 8 years, even under Trump, we've had millions, and Trump did not stop the flow. He helped it. He helped prevent a lot of it. But a lot of it still got through. Not as much as Biden, but what you see Biden doing, he's opening up the floodgates, baby, before the election. And the Democrat activists will sign all of them up to vote. So they're just bringing them in by the boatload. They want to get them signed up, get them ready, get them voting Democrat. And that's what I mean by we brought in at least 5-10 million since Biden got elected, allegedly. That right there can tip a couple states. I'm just saying, I don't see a big red wave. I wish I did. I just don't. And maybe, you know, again, I said in the show, if Trump gets in, man, it's going to be by the grace of God. Seriously. We got lucky in 2016 because the media was, remember how arrogant they were? Oh, Trump's not going to get elected. Hillary's going to be your president. It's going to be Hillary, 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 Hillary. And the Democrats stayed home. And they said they will never do that again, is be overconfident. They were overconfident. And it's a fact that 8 million Democrats in key states stayed home, giving Trump the win. They're not ever going to do that again. Ever. So that's what we're up against. Run the numbers in your head, and I'm sure you'll come up. I mean, do you really see millions of people from those countries voting red? I don't. I don't see that at all. They're going to vote blue. They'll be told to vote blue. They'll do it. It's their culture. They're told what to do, and they do it. Simply, they're just peasants, and peasants do what they're told. Simple as that.
That's true, man. That's true, and that's. I don't know, man. I just hope that. And you know, I'm a wave riding optimist, man. you know, with hope and but sometimes, you know, if that happens, I think I don't know. I think everybody will all batten down our hatches and realize, look, once this crashes, we've got liquid cash and got stuff together, and we're ready to. You know, whatever comes our way, you know, we're ready to handle it. But, you know, back to be prepared. But, you know, it's not something I want to think about. You know,
it's right. It is kind of depressing, demoralizing, but you got to think about it on one level because it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming at us like a freight train. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your family doing?
Yeah. They're doing great, man. Just everybody's doing well. My boys are awesome soccer players, man, and they're
good.
Really skilled. And, you know, and everything's good, man. We're just loving life and enjoying every day, man. It's a blessing. But, you know, but you've got to be aware and aware of what's going on but thankful and have gratitude as well, you know. I mean, that's the secret to enjoying life, you know, in my opinion, as a you know, a surfing American, you know, and someone who you know, who's an optimist, you know. And I'm in sales, you're in sales, and you know, that's just the way you have to be, man, because, as you know, life is very short and it's fragile. You never know when your last day could be. So, I mean, every day I'm excited and I'm optimistic.
I am too.
But, you know, but
I'm a happy warrior, but you got to be a realist too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to be a happy warrior. Whether we win or lose, I always tell people this, the same thing that you're saying. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your family. The best revenge is living well. No matter what happens, Biden gets in. On one level, you got to say, I did my best. The country went far left again. But the best revenge against all of that is living well. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Prepare and get ready, because there will be a day when Trump's not going to be around. He's not here to protect us. In fact, some people would say and argue that Trump is really controlled demolition. He's controlled opposition to the right, that he is a tranquilizer that the Democrats use against the right. A lot of you have these weird theories about Trump, because Trump can pacify people and let them think that all these great things are going to happen. Oh, we're going to have a wall. We're going to deport millions of people, and none of that's going to happen. And what did I tell you? None of that did happen. It didn't happen, though. Right.
Now,
all smoke and mirrors.
Can you imagine Trump gets in and all of a sudden we're pumping more money to Ukraine and we're funding more money for Israel and our borders
could
are
happen.
Still wide open? That would be a tragedy, even more tragedy. You know?
I tell people Trump's not going to save you. He's not going to save you. You got to save yourself. You got to be thinking about, where do I move? Things get rough. Where could I start looking at relocation if you need it? Gear up your house, beef it up, defenses, money. No matter what happens, prep, get ready.
But you might need to start thinking of another country. Where would you go if it wasn't here? Because things could get to the point where it's not, you've got, you might
I have thought
you
of that.
Have a better life. Much better life than another country.
I have thought of that many times. I have thought of that about a possible, even my exit strategy from America if it came to that. And I've thought of it. And I'm already researching countries now. Well, That's right. This election will, I think, change a lot of people's point of view. I have given it consideration, and I started thinking about it really many years ago when Obama got elected. I tell that, and that was my story. 2008, I had an epiphany about this country and its near future. We're living through it. We're going through this thing, and I did think about a Marxist America, soft communism. They won't call it that. But they want to control you, micromanage you. I see the rise of the spy state, the surveillance state in America. And I'm going, I'm not so sure this is going to be the best place to retire in. For now it is. But I am starting to look around. And I've been doing that, researching countries and areas and cities. And I encourage everyone to do that. What we need, I've always said, probably the best place to go is South America. Or Argentina, where it's they have a good president, buy a million acres of land, and all the patriots just move down there. Just move there. And that might be the best thing to do. The country doesn't want us. They don't. Just move. Cash out and move. Yeah. Move to a new colony. A million acres is a lot of land. Put your money together. Have a co-op, build the homes, build the communities, live right there. And be there. We'll be eating Argentinian steak, drinking cigars. I mean, drinking wine and beer, smoking cigars, watching America burn on CNN from the local cantina when they unleash the mongrel hordes on the rest of the country. Yeah, I'm half serious. I can see that day. Yeah. Hate to say it, but I can see that happening. Because think about it. They have to take America down before they can have their new world order, their great reset, the things they always talk about. Take them at their word. When they tell you that we're the last obstacle on the planet is America. Last obstacle. And I say, why fight them? just go somewhere else, set up shop. You know?
You might need that. That'd be the best thing. And, you know, but let's just see. We have to just see, you know, and
we do.
And that's you know, what else could you do, man?
I know. Keep the faith, brother.
And you know what? Never give up. Keep fighting every day, man. You just never lose that warrior spirit.
That's right. That's the spirit. Brett the Surfer, great call, sir. We talked
all
about
right,
it
bro.
All. Have a great night, man. Take care. Thanks
right.
a lot.
All right, man.
You bet.
Talk to you, bro.
Good night. Thanks. You bet. Brent the Surfer, always a good call. Good stuff. Well, don't forget about Tricky Dick Nicks.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
That's right. Be a happy warrior. What is the future of America, you may ask? I have seen the future. And I am the Nostradamus of the radio airwaves. I've given you hints about America's future. It may not be exactly what you think it's going to be. There's all kinds of nefarious forces at work. We hope that we can recreate our homeland, our culture, keep the loved ones around us, beef up our forces, and get ready for anything coming our way. Music there. Just love that stuff. Very cool. Are you a big spender in this economy? Are you making cash and are you keeping the Biden economy afloat?
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, the God-spoken kind. So let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me. Join the Muriel Miles crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
That's right. Well, there are millions like us out there in America. There's rampant treason, going on. Their house of cards will fall down soon. It's historical and even biblical because it always happens always throughout history. They'll fall on their own sword and on their own hubris, arrogance, and largesse. And then our real work will begin to form a new country from the ashes of the old. Many Americans right now are useless eaters, to be honest, openly partaking in the consumption economy. They don't care what happens to the larger society. They forgot what America used to be. And many segments of our society have descended to such depths. Well, go on the internet, look around. They almost deserve the mercy of being wiped out in the face of the earth. It's 2024, folks. Mud huts are not going to cut it any longer. Homeless tents. We need to get real serious about ridding planet Earth of all the vermin swine, the globalists, the elitists, whose sole objective is to destroy it, no matter what. The government and media, they lie to you every day, Mr. and Mrs. America. I just think that you can play it that game. How about you?
Evidence that Trayvon Martin did have marijuana in his system at the time he died. What difference, if any, does that make? Because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales.
I agree.
Or growing pot like this guy up in Connecticut. To me,
this
it means
guy.
That he is less likely to pick a fight with someone.
I agree
I
with
mean,
that, too.
People huh. on pot shoot each other. Isn't it true
yeah,
that when
yeah,
you
I agree
smoke
with that.
Pot, you just want to lay on the sofa and eat? People on pot kill
what a
families.
Cock
wipe out a whole family.
Cut.
The common connotation pot goes with lethargy, with the munchies, wanting to eat, with being
Tell
laid back.
Rogan.
Not with chasing somebody
yeah.
down, jumping out from behind bushes, beating them in the head till
Joe Rogan could do that on pot.
And basically starting Mortal Kombat. That's
he could do that on pot as well.
Finish
him.
With smoking a doobie. 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 Doobie.
You're listening to the Von Wehunt Show. Hope you enjoy.
Hey,
Hey, cuties.
Hey, cutie.
So,
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard, die for his country.
Love that George C. Scott in the movie Patton. What a great classic war film for America.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a ball, golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
God damn, I love Alex Jones. This motherfucker is the gift that keeps...
Well, the big problem right now is that our leaders want to replace the host population in America, i.e. the white Americans of European descent. The Democrats want them in, want the invaders in, the migrants in, to buy them with government benefits, which in effect buys their vote. The Republicans want them in so they will have cheap labor to make more profits. The latest example is Tyson Foods in Arkansas, which has just fired many blue-collar workers just to make more room for cheaper illegal aliens. And they probably got a waiver from the local politicos to do just that. As long as they pony up some campaign cash the next political campaign, they're good to go. And there you have it, the corruption, the money, the host population being fired. It made a real mess of things. These events in history always, always end very badly. I suggest to all to get prepared for the eventual fallout. Every day it angers me that our borders are wide open, and they're even waving them in and welcoming them over to cross over and invade our country. Many people hate our leadership right now with a burning passion for letting our country get to where it's even at. How do we get here? Where we're at right now is not a good place. It would be an honor for many to be a part of the cleanup crews once all the dust clears from this situation that we find ourselves in. We thank you all for being here tonight. Don't forget DirtyManSafe.com. What a great show, great callers. Always a good time as they broadcast from Valhalla Studios here in Arizona. Thank you all for being a part of the show, being a part of our radio family. It's been great being here, and love you all. We'll talk again very soon. Have a great night. Signing off from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. Good night. God bless. Gute Nacht. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.